Howdy, folks. At most girls' schools these days, they're given two courses in how to hold a man, cooking and judo. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for a delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment. This is Just Entertainment, and I was reading an entertaining article last night by an authority that claims, he claims a dog should have an interesting name, something for a conversation piece. You know, come to think of it, names like Fido and Rover, they never did stir up much talk. In my day, down in Winston County, we usually tried to name a dog according to what he looked like. Of course, in some cases, you couldn't go that far. But I remember one family had so many children and so many dogs that they ran out of names. So their last boy and the last dog had to share the same name, which, through no fault of either one, was Rufus. And this created a problem at mealtime when they called the youngsters in to eat. You see, Rufus the dog always got to the table before Rufus the boy. But getting back to these topical dog names, try to think of something like Budget or Suez or Khrushchev or, you know, names like those. They're sure to get the conversational ball rolling. Uncle Delbert, he has a new pup. He's named Jane Mansfield. He says that every time he calls her, it takes his mind off of dogs. But I was thinking of saying here something about double mint chewing gum after the laughter had subsided, but I don't know why I should tell you anything about double mint. Just try it for yourself, and you'll see what a great treat you have there. You'll know that double mint is pleasant and satisfying to chew on without me telling you about it. For that matter, I bet you already know how refreshing to your taste that cool, clean double mint flavor is. Well, if you don't, all I got to say is just give it a try soon, will you? Now, Paula Richards is tripping up here and making eyes at the boys in the Buttram Symphony. She's about to sing You Do Something to Me.
You do something to me, something that simply mystifies me. Tell me, why should it be? You have the power to hypnotize me. Let me live neath your spell. Do that voodoo that you do so well, for you do something to me that nobody else can do.
That do something to you? I want to report now on a fine magazine article I read about the first lady of the land, Mrs. Mamie Eisenhower. This article says it's okay to call her Mamie. Most folks do, and the president doesn't mind. One thing she does, according to this article, that I sure admire her for, is when her feet hurt, she takes her shoes off, you know, around the house. No. You can't help thinking that a person as sensible as that wants all of us to be comfortable and at ease. So if you ever get invited to the White House, don't hesitate to take off your shoes if you have to. I know Mamie will understand, and she'll probably appreciate not having to put hers back on. Another interesting thing I noticed from looking over the sport pages of the Los Angeles Examiner, the annual shuffle of football coaches is about over. You know, these coaches, they move around more than the players do. In fact, if the players had moved around a little better during the season, the coaches wouldn't have to move at all. But if they pay the coaches any more money, they're going to have to raise the salaries of college presidents just to make education look respectable, you know. But a coach, he always has trouble planning ahead until the big game of the season is over. And you should be planning ahead right now for all the helps and enjoyment you get from double mint chewing gum. See, the way to plan ahead is buy several packages at a time. And then you'll be all prepared to enjoy a grand, satisfying treat anytime that you're in the mood to. I hope you'll at least start chewing double mint after every meal to help clean your teeth and keep them looking their best, will you? We got four sets of pearly white teeth gleaming at us right now. It's the Halloran Quartet. They're getting ready to sing Dry Bones.
Ezekiel cried them dry bones. Ezekiel cried them dry bones. Ezekiel cried them dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord. Ezekiel connected them dry bones. Ezekiel connected them dry bones. Ezekiel connected them dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord. Oh, when your toe bone connected to your foot bone connected to your heel bone connected to your ankle bone connected to your leg bone connected to your knee bone connected to your thigh bone connected to your hip bone connected to your back bone connected to your shoulder bone connected to your neck bone connected to your head bone. Now hear the word of the Lord. Them bones gonna walk around. Them bones gonna. Them bones gonna walk around. Now hear the word of the Lord. Well, when your head bone connected from your neck bone connected from your shoulder bone connected from your back bone connected from your hip bone connected from your thigh bone connected from your knee bone connected from your leg bone connected from your ankle bone connected from your heel bone connected from your foot bone connected from your toe bone. Now hear the word of the Lord. Them bones, them bones, them. The dry bones, them bones, them bones, them. The dry bones, them bones, them bones, them. The dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord.
Mighty fine, boys. Good. You know, I've got real excited about some of my inventions from time to time. Most of them never turn out, but this time I think I really got something. You know, ladies know the terrible time you have when you're at the beauty shop and you're under the hair dryer. You can't talk. And a half hour of misery like that can be mighty trying. Well, that's where Buttram comes to the rescue here. My new invention is a two-way talkie system hooked up to those hair dryers. I don't see how Buttram's intercom can miss. You see, now they say silence is golden, but if I can fix it so the girls can talk while wearing those aluminum space helmets, well, you can keep your uranium mines. I'll be doing all right. Of course, if you get an old-fashioned beauty shop that doesn't have the Buttram talkie dryer network, well, there's another way to keep them getting bored and restless. Chew refreshing double mint gum. The pleasant enjoyment of chewing double mint, it'll break the monotony and make the time go faster. And the refreshing double mint flavor, it'll give you a nice lift that'll help pep you up, too. Maybe it'd be a good idea to have a stick right now, because it's time for the Buttram Bonus. Yeah, it's Buttram Bonus time, and this is Friday, my day to vocalize. There's nothing you can do about it either. It's in my contract. I get to sing every Friday. After all, you shouldn't begrudge me the pleasure of singing once a week with all the fun you get out of following my tips to chew double mint gum. All right, here we go. It was there on the corner where I first saw him. Clothes all tattered, a battered hat on his head. And when I asked him if I could do something for him, he just smiled his thanks and then he said, "Walking down the streets in ragged clothes is not a joke. People point me out and call me shipless 'cause I'm broke. But there's one little lad and he calls me dad. Shake hands with a millionaire. Let the others have their fancy foods and dine with wine. I can always feast my eyes upon that kid of mine. I have one loaf to share and someone to care. Shake hands with a millionaire.
He's rich with sunshine that his smiles and kisses have brought him. His eyes are little gems that sparkle with joy. There's nothing in this world that gold could have brought him to take the place of his laddie boy.
What if I'm down and out, and who cares what people say? Who knows but tomorrow I might see a better day. Though I'm not worth a thing, to him I'm a king. Shake hands with a millionaire.
Shake hands with a millionaire.
I'm just as happy as if I had $1 million. Well, that's the Buttram Bonus for today. You know, I took a lesson from Liberace on my singing. Now, he has his brother George to back him up, and I figure if he needs George, I better have the Hollerin' Quartet and the entire Buttram Symphony for me. But that about does it for this week. I hope you have as nice a weekend as I'm looking forward to. Be sure you got plenty of double mint gum around the house, will you, so you don't have to make a special trip to the store to get more. Well, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that you aren't necessarily worth a lot of money just because you have it. Goodbye. See you Monday.
This is the CBS Radio Network.